Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Daytime highs approaching 35 today under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 15. Daytime highs approaching 47 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs from the mid-50s to the upper 50s. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 16 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. What Topeka law enforcement first called a suspicious death has now been confirmed as a hit and run. Roxanne Stewart has the story.
Officers arrived near the intersection of Northwest Topeka Boulevard and Northwest Elm Row this past Friday to find Dalton K. Thomas, 31, of Topeka, suffering from life-threatening injuries. He was later declared dead at the scene. After some investigation, law enforcement is now calling Thomas's death a hit and run. TPD is asking anyone with information to come forward. You can email a tip to telltpd@topeka.org, call Shawnee County Crime Stoppers, or go online at p3tips.com. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
Kansas chiropractor Kenyon Erickson surrendered his license to practice this week after being found guilty and convicted of sexual battery in Riley County. The Hutchinson Post said the conviction was based on Erickson's conduct during the course of treatment with a patient. He'll also have to register as a sex offender, and that's for 15 years, according to the KBI Registered Offender website. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You said you'd never buy your kid candy from the checkout aisle
or forget extra diapers. And never give in to a meltdown. You'd never lick your thumb to clean their face, never let them have too much screen time, and never bribe them for just one more bite. You say you'd never let them out in public without their hair brushed, never ever become a minivan mom, and you'd never give them your phone for a quiet dinner.
Calling. Boss, work phone.
So when you say you'd never leave your child in a hot car, no, it can happen. Cars get hot fast, and kids can be at risk in temperatures as low as 60 degrees Fahrenheit. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop, look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Governor Kelly recently announced that the Kansas Office of Broadband Development will begin accepting applications on February 3, 2025, for funding from the National Telecommunications Information and Administration, or NTIA, Digital Equity Capacity Grant Program, and there will be a total of $8.2 million available in funding. Governor Kelly said this state digital equity capacity grant will enable them to continue expanding internet access to all Kansans. And thanks to the Digital Equity Act, these funds will empower more Kansans to fully leverage the power of technology and thrive in the digitally connected economy. The program promotes partnerships to enhance digital opportunity efforts and expand workforce skills, education, and other resources. And while applicants are encouraged to develop new and innovative strategies, the program targets projects in areas that include digital skills, e-government and civic engagement, device distribution programs, economic development, online access to health and mental wellness services, online accessibility, and access to affordable broadband service. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan said this program will unlock the full potential for Kansans to engage in our workforce and have the digital tools they need for continued success. Applications will be open from February 3rd to April 3rd, 2025, and eligible entities that are encouraged to apply include community organizations, educational institutions, tribal nations, and local government agencies. To learn more about the efforts of the Kansas Office of Broadband Development, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/Office of Broadband Development. Sarah Meitner, the executive director of the Heartland Community Foundation in Hays, was honored as one of 14 rural innovators recognized by the White House for their outstanding contributions to rural communities across the United States. Meitner, the sole Kansan selected for this distinction, participated in the White House Rural Innovators Initiative event on Wednesday, where she highlighted the impactful work happening in Northwest Kansas. Meitner was nominated for the honor by Sarah Bloom, the Quality Places Manager at the Kansas Department of Commerce, for her leadership in creating inclusive spaces, fostering a culture of charitable giving, and supporting local nonprofits. Central to her nomination was her work on the Hayes Ark Park, a $2.1 million inclusive playground and splash pad that opened in September 2021. Inspired by her son Abe, who has Down syndrome, the Ark Park provides a space where children and families of all abilities can play together, and the project has since inspired multiple accessible park initiatives across Kansas and beyond, serving as a model for inclusive community development. The Ark Park has quickly become a community treasure and welcomes thousands of visitors a year from local communities and families passing through Hayes. Work on Phase 3 of the Ark Park continues with more fundraising dollars needed. In addition to her role at the Heartland Community Foundation, Meitner serves as president of the board for the Ark of Central Plains. During the White House event, Meitner connected with fellow rural innovators, sharing stories of rural challenges and successes. Meitner, a Wichita native, has lived in Hayes for almost 10 years with her husband, Chad, who is the principal at Thomas More Prep Marion School, and their five children. For the fourth year, the KSHSAA and Capital Federal Foundation will award True Blue Scholarships that are intended to support Kansas high school graduates in post-secondary efforts. This one-time scholarship is for students graduating during the 2024-2025 school year, and these funds will be made payable to a two-year or four-year accredited college, university, or technical school in the name of the selected student. The awards are non-renewable, one-time scholarships in the amount of $2,000 and are provided for a student in each activity administered by the KSHSAA. You can contact the KSHSAA by calling 785-273-5329 with any questions. Students must be seniors attending and graduating from a member school of the Kansas State High School Activities Association during the 2024-2025 school year and have rostered in the chosen activity their senior year, and they must be considered as students in good standing as confirmed by their building principal. Students must enroll and attend a post-secondary institution of their choice as a full-time student within 2 years of graduation, and applicants must be in their final semester of high school. The student will be selected based upon an assessment of components that include 30% community service, 30% academic achievement, 20% breadth of school activity participation, and 20% activity achievement. For more information, you can visit kshsaa.org. In Nebraska news, tempers flared at the Hallam Auditorium last Thursday night at a meeting on a proposed solar farm. Next Era Energy is planning to build a 2,400-acre solar farm in southern Lancaster County, and that would be the largest in the state. However, people who live nearby are raising an array of concerns, from the project's effect on wildlife to the solar panels creating a fire risk. And they also worry that taking farmland for the project will hurt the agriculture industry and that their neighbors' property values will be reduced. Next Era said the $600 million solar farm could generate enough electricity to power about 50,000 homes, and the company estimated that the project would create 250 construction jobs, bringing in $42 million in tax revenue over the first 30 years. At one point, several people were shouting at Thursday's meeting, and one opponent of the project was escorted out. Deputies stood in the hallway to keep him from re-entering. The Lincoln-Lancaster County Planning Commission was to vote on the project at its Wednesday meeting, and if the solar farm is approved, Next Era said construction will begin as early as December 2026. U.S. District Judge Trevor McFadden denied former Nebraska Representative Jeff Fortenberry's request on Monday to delay his trial. However, he did not explain his reasoning. Fortenberry is scheduled to go on trial in February. However, he asked for a delay in hopes that President-elect Donald Trump's attorney general will drop the charges. He served in the House of Representatives for 17 years, representing Lincoln and the surrounding area. However, Fortenberry resigned in 2021 after being convicted of lying to federal investigators about an illegal campaign donation. That verdict was thrown out a year ago when an appeals court ruled that he was tried in the wrong jurisdiction, and Fortenberry was then put on trial in California because the illegal contribution was made at a fundraiser there, though the court said he should have been tried in Nebraska or the District of Columbia, which is where he is accused of making the false statements. In May, prosecutors issued a new indictment against Fortenberry, this time in Washington, and his trial is set for February 3rd. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on December 9th, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance are Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Dean Esslinger spoke with the commission about road concerns in the east and southeast part of the county, saying that there are very few E-roads that go from U.S. 36 to Highway Number 9. He said several of those roads have areas that are unpassable when it rains due to the wash and silt at the bottom of the draws from washing, and the commission agreed that this is a problem in many areas, and they said they will visit with Terry. Philip Moreau, the county sanitarian with the NCKLEPG, joined the meeting to discuss a possible contract or membership with the County of Norton for services. The county is currently without a qualified individual to inspect wastewater systems and well water issues, and Philip would be able to help Norton County with designs, pre-inspection, and final approval inspections on wastewater systems. The Norton County Commission asked that Philip request approval from the board to join the NCKLEPC. Terry Laughlin with the Norton County Road Department spoke with the commission on department operations and CDL training, as the county and Terry are working on options to get employees CDL qualified and licensed. Dave Unger with Acres JD from Oberlin was in to present quotes on mower tractors for the county. Several quotes were presented for consideration, and Dave stated that he's also working with a firm to give quotes for the mowers, which will be available at a different time. No action was taken on the proposals. Other areas of discussion was the training of motor grader operators, road E10, and concerns from the city of Almena, and the purchase of grader blades. Several tax abatements were presented for approval. Tax statements 1176, 1178, 1177, and 1180 and 1183 were presented for double taxation, as the property owner incorrectly reported a truck. The abatements were approved as submitted. County Clerk Robert D. Wyatt informed the Commission of a budget hearing for the Road Department, County Health, Economic Development, and the Norton County EMS to be held on December 31st at 9:30 a.m., and the purpose of the meeting is to adjust the 2024 budget request to the expenditures. The commission then discussed the roof at the county attorney building, stating one bid has been received and the county is waiting for additional requested bids. Jordan Detmer with Pinco Engineering stopped by to visit with the commission should they have any questions with bridge concerns, and to thank the county for their business in 2024. Ryman Painting submitted a bid for the painting of the jury room, district court judge office, magistrate judge office, and the community corrections rooms. After a review, a motion was made by Chairman Beidler to approve the bid submitted, with a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. With no further business before the board, the meeting was then adjourned. Memorial services for Glenn Schultz, 96 of Norton, will be held at 2 p.m. today, Friday, December 20th, at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, and interment with military honors will follow in the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Norton Booster Club and sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School: for lunch, you'll be having Sloppy Joe, homemade bun, corn, sweet potato tots, peaches, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be hamburgers or Little Smokies and mac and cheese with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be corn dog, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 35 and a light wind, variable wind, becoming southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour in the morning. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 15 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, becoming light after midnight. On Saturday, it should be sunny with a high near 47 with a calm wind becoming southeast around 5 miles per hour in the afternoon. On Saturday night, it should be mostly clear with a low around 24. On Sunday, should be sunny with a high near 60. And on Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 27. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing the weather forecast, on Monday it should be partly sunny with a high near 53. On Tuesday, sunny with a high near 52. On Wednesday, Christmas Day, it should be partly sunny with a high near 49. And on Thursday, there's a 20% chance of showers. Otherwise, it'll be partly sunny with a high near 48. Currently, with fair skies, it is 12 degrees. The humidity is 79%. The wind speed is north at 2 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.47, and the dew point is 7 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:19. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
This holiday season, drive into savings with United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualifying members can enjoy a 2% lower rate than advertised on all 2010 and newer auto loans. That's right, 2%. Apply today and drive away with a great deal. Terms and conditions may apply at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. Equal housing lender, NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis. Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes has been able to throw the deep ball more of late than he had in the beginning of the season, although he's not connecting with the receivers. Offensive coordinator Matt Nagy says he's real close and he's loved the development he's seen down the field for Mahomes this year.
I think there's a balance to that too. I mean, Pat does a really good job of trying to really stay on time and then in that pocket, move his feet when he can, and it's not always going to be perfect, but there's times when you're going to have pressure in your face. There's times when there's going to be a clean pocket. When you have a clean pocket, you want to make sure that you're accurate and that you're taking advantage of that. But if there's not a clean pocket, it's not that easy all the time to make that throw. And so we got to make sure on our end as coaches that what are we doing to make sure that there is a clean pocket? Because when he has a clean pocket, he can be deadly.
The Chiefs take on the Texans Saturday at 12 p.m. You can watch it on NBC before their Christmas Day game against the Steelers, which you can watch on Netflix. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuis.
The bitter cold of winter is tough on livestock. Valley Vet Supply can help you gain more control over cold weather impacts on your herd with these winter warm-up products. The Royale Heat Animal Warmer from Valley Vet is a small, durable heated shed for newborn calves and lambs. Replacement heaters are available too. Keep cold off and body heat in with calf blankets, available with single and double insulation. Keep your horses cozy with Comfitech horse blankets in a variety of sizes, styles, and colors. No more chopping ice on those tanks. Your animals will drink easily with submersible or floating stock tank heaters and de-icers from Valley Vet. At valleyvet.com, you'll find exceptional value and a large selection of meds and more shipped fast and free on most orders over $75. Find your ranching needs at valleyvet.com or shop their store in Marysville.
Valleyvet.com. Valley Vet. supply.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.